inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
And today on Garden Talk, we get out our clippers and our pruning shears. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So a couple of plants in yards and gardens are looking kind of, well, they're not looking so beautiful anymore right now. We should probably take some action, right?
That's true. But by our actions now, we can make them look more beautiful later. So certainly to start with the annuals and fuchsias, particularly too, deadheading. This is the time of year for start taking off the flowers that have already bloomed, unless we want to save seeds. So the fuchsias starting to bloom, hanging baskets, assuming you're taking good care and watering them all. If we keep pinching off those old flowers or little fruits that start to form, then we will get more and more and more flowers later in the season. So most of us treat fuchsias as an annual. So they have so much energy in them, or however much we feed them, and we want that to go into making more flowers so they look good. Well, fuchsias, last year I finally took them in November. So keep clipping those away and keep feeding them lightly during the summertime.
Okay, and then we also have bulbs and other perennials that probably need to be clipped as well, right?
Definitely, yeah. The bulbs are perfect because the daffodils are done, tulips are done, and again, removing those seed heads from those will allow the leaves which remain to make some food that will then go into the bulb and result, we hope, in next year's flowering. And then on to the shrubs, which have are in bloom now, like rhododendrons and lilacs, or are finishing. Same thing with those. Snap off those flower heads that are fading. And then, again, the leaves all go into producing food for next year's flowers. And the flower buds are set on those shrubs for next year at this time, during the summertime. So this, when we want to keep them going and growing strongly, if you haven't already, should feed your fuchsias, and I mean your rhododendrons and your lilacs. And be careful about what you feed them. Rhododendrons like the are acid lovers, so they have special kind of food, a little different than rhododendrons, which like sweet soil, lime, and that sort of thing, too.
So basically, when the flowers start turning brown, wilting, that's probably about the time to start deadheading stuff.
Exactly. And then another benefit of that is to reduce fungus issues, because fungus really easily attacks those fading flowers. So again, removing that will decrease our fungus problems in the past, of which we have fungus among us everywhere. And if those shrubs also need pruning, if they're overgrown, kind of leggy, really tall, blocking your view, they're planted right next to a window or in front of a window, again, if we prune those back at this time of year, then that new growth which will emerge, then we'll get a chance to harden off before fall and the hard freezes. I don't know, if we get hard freezes fall, who knows what this coming winter is going to be.
And how far should you prune them back?
With something like rhododendrons, surprisingly, because they have buds all along, hidden buds, all along the stems where there were leaves, we can prune them back. I mean, I've seen 6-foot rhododendrons pruned back to 2 feet. It looks ugly, but they will re-sprout. Now, we may not want to do that all in 1 year. We may actually, if you want to make your rhododendron smaller, at least temporarily, you might just take back one-third of the bush. Take one-third of the stems back that far. They'll start to sprout. Do the same thing next year and the year after that, and by that time, the three-year-old cut-back sprouts should be blooming again. Yeah. So we're not making it look quite so bad as if we just completely butcher them down.
And in the few seconds that we have left here, probably a little bit different for lilacs, right?
Well, lilacs, again, we normally, when we're pruning shrubs, we don't want to take out more than a quarter or so of the branches or shrubs. So again, look at it, selectively prune, again, if you're trying to reduce the size of the whole thing, and then that stimulates new growth.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juno. You can also check out other Garden Talk features on our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk.